This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women. Thanks.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of Fireballing Through College. I'm your co-host, Catherine Whiteside.
And this is your other co-host, Camila de la Cruz.
Sorry guys, we've been a little off our rocker.
We've been busy.
We were busy and then we had Jesus, which thank God he came to talk with us because like that was a lifesaver. And then we had another break. We got a lot of things going on.
I mean, I'm sure everyone's the same right now. This semester is rough. We're almost done, so keep it going. Hopefully we'll have a lot of episodes coming up. So
yeah, definitely after we don't have like finals or anything, but we're making it. We're all making it.
We're surviving. Year,
yeah, we're doing
that's it. Just like what this year has been, surviving.
We're making it.
I used to love that song when I was younger.
Same. I feel like that's me. I'm like dancing, grooving, surviving.
I'm more like crawling. I'm like, I will survive. Crawling to the end. Barely making it.
Camila, oh my gosh. You crack me up with your academics.
It's rough out there. But today's episode is not on academics.
Yeah, we decided to take a little break personally from the academics that are taking over our minds. And we are going to talk about something I think is really important, especially for all the people who are like, actually for everyone, but like, especially freshmen, because it's kind of hard to navigate when you start college, like friendships, because you're making new friends and you want these friends to like be friends with you forever, which Camila is obligated to be my friend forever.
Yeah.
But also, like, you don't know how to sort of keep up with people from back home because a lot of people move, at least GW students.
So you're kind of, I feel like you're kind of divided between friends from home and then friends from college. And it's just like a weird balance between keeping both of those friendships. It can be hard sometimes.
Yeah. And not only like keeping them, but just like cultivating them and making them stronger. Mm-hmm. It is hard because you're getting older and you change. And you don't know how your friends sort of fit in to your life as you're growing and maturing.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah, I feel like when I left Chile for college, I actually realized the people that were the closest to me just because they are the ones that I keep talking to, even though I left. But then some people that were really close to me in high school, like I don't even talk to anymore. And it's just crazy realizing, like, it's not like I had a fight or anything, but it's more of like I've gone my own way and they've gone their way and we just like drifted apart, and that's also okay.
Absolutely.
And I think just distancing, like having that distance from your friends from home, it really makes you appreciate those friendships that you really value and that they value you. And then you just know that the people that you keep up with are the people that will stay in your life forever, no matter like the distance.
Yeah. And it's so nice to know that like, you don't, it's not strength in numbers, but strength in very few numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Just have like a few that are really close and just having like 30 people that you like just know.
Yeah. Cause it also makes you have room to grow and make new friends because you're not like trying to keep up with all of these people that don't really like truly love you and care about you.
Exactly. And it is hard, like cultivating friendships, because it's kind of like a relationship with like a partner. You have to work on it every day. And I realized just how important it is communicating with friends from home once you leave. And sometimes you don't even realize that they need you more than you need them. And like, they need that support, you know, because I'm the type of person that can like not talk to a friend for months and then just text them or hang out with them. And it seems like time never happened. Like, we've been like best friends forever. And like, the time that we spent apart doesn't really matter. But when I left from home, I realized that I have some friends that just can't be like that. And just trying to figure out which friends are the ones that like need your attention, and then which friends you can like leave and not talk to, but then like hang out when you're together. You know, it's just like trying to realize what kind of people you're dealing with and trying to make that work so like you're both happy.
Absolutely, 100%. And I didn't know, for me, it was really hard because like I'd say the majority of my closest friends from back home, it's kind of ironic that this is the way it was, but like I lived in Arkansas my whole life. And when I saw like my three closest girlfriends from back home, they all moved to Arkansas when they were in high school. And so I kind of was like, okay, well, I need some new vibes in my life. I need to like be friends with these people. But they all knew what it was like to sustain relationships back home because they had all moved, but I hadn't. So I know that it was really hard for me to kind of understand that, like, for me, I just sort of like expected it to sort of be natural and that like...
just like work.
Yeah, it was like you would... we would still be friends and there wasn't a ton of effort because they knew I loved them. So it wasn't a big deal, but it's not exactly like that. Cause if you don't put forth effort, then how do people know that you love them? And you have to definitely also, I feel like, make sure that the effort that's being put in is given back. So you don't want to be putting all this effort into someone and they're not giving it all back.
Yeah.
Because then it's an unequal relationship and that's not good for either party.
Right.
But I know it's honestly a different sort of rewarding whenever you still sustain those relationships because you're both growing separately. But it's so like, I don't know, like when my friend Jill came to visit, and we got to like be together like how we are back home in Arkansas, but like in a new foreign place.
Yeah,
it was just awesome.
We had a lot of fun.
Really loved it. Yeah,
yeah, that was amazing.
So I agree with that 100%. And it's something you have to learn how to keep up with people and figure out how much they want from you versus how much you need from them when you're apart.
Exactly, I agree. And it's not like just like texting and FaceTiming every day, but like letting them know of the important things that happen in your life and just letting them know that you're going to be there for them regardless what happens. No, now I feel like I got to call a friend that I haven't called in a really long time.
I know, I need to do that too. Like Jill texted me the other day. She was like, oh, I'm thinking of you listening to the podcast. And I was like, oh, I love you and your new boyfriend. And I just want to marry you, basically. So yeah.
I want to marry you.
Basically.
But I guess overall with friendships from home, if you have friendships that you value and you don't want to lose, like it's just important trying to figure out the needs of that person and then figuring out your needs and just trying to make it work.
Absolutely. But something I also thought was really important realization for me was that I know it's probably the same for you because most of your friends, didn't they go to school in Chile, like at the University of Santiago or whatever?
I mean, yeah, all my friends stayed here at home.
Yeah, so I felt like, and it's the same for me, most of my friends also went to school at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but most of them. And drawing that distinction between I'm going to spend like some of my effort and my time like cultivating relationships with new people, which is also very exhausting because when you first start school, you're like, hi, my name is Catherine. I'm from Arkansas. Nice to meet you. Oh, God. You've never met anyone from Arkansas before? Yeah. So was everybody else.
I hate that speech. It's like, when I have to like say that I'm from Chile and they don't know what that is. And I'm like, oh, Chile. And they're like, oh, Chile, whatever. And I'm like,
And it's just so embarrassing.
I hate small talk. No.
Exactly. Exactly. And it truly does take a lot out of like your socializing life to continually be putting yourself out there every day when you go to a place where you don't know anyone, which I know the both of us didn't know a single person
in college. It's like every class you take, like you probably don't know. And I mean, like as you progress, like you'll start seeing the same people. They're your same major, but just like in general, like they're all like people you don't know in your classes.
Exactly. So I think it's important to just recognize that for yourself and not stretch yourself too thin by trying to sustain those relationships with people at home and then using all that energy there, and then also having all of this energy to expend on new people. And so you're just like so tired, and you don't know if you're loving people the right way, you should love them, but it's okay. Because like I said, I'm sure I said this on another episode, like everyone who's my friend should just assume that I love them, because if I didn't love them, then they wouldn't be my friend. So
at the beginning of college, like at least the first 3 weeks, it's like, I didn't talk that much to my friends back home because, like you said, it's just way too much going on. But like after those 3 weeks where I already got like my life together, I knew the places where I like to have lunch, I already had like a group of friends. It was like, okay, now I have time to update the people from back home.
Three weeks? Literally took me like 3 months. I was like, what am I doing here?
The entire first semester.
Yeah, basically. But I do think something that we both like talked about is something beautiful about it is some people you don't even expect to ever speak to again, you still talk to. And you're like, wait a second, I thought that, you know, a lot of people like listen to the podcast that I worked with, which I didn't expect to see any of those people ever again. And I still text them and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yes. They're like people from my high school that follow the podcast, and they text me and they're like, hey, it's really good. And I'm like, what? Like, you're so nice.
I know.
Like, I love you. Thank you so much. Fills so my heart.
Yeah. So that's something very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. I also, when I left, became closer to people that I thought were not going to be like my closest friends. So life is weird.
Yeah, it's unexpected, which is just, I feel like that's one of the beauties of going away and meeting new people, is you don't ever know who you're going to meet, and you don't ever know who's going to be a part of your life going forward.
Absolutely. But just starting and like making friends in college, I think one of the most important things is just recognizing your limits and the things you like to do. So then you can find people that kind of like are on the same level as you, and you can just hang out with them. But also, they don't have to like the same things that you do in order to be friends, or they don't have to be like exactly the way you are. I mean, Catherine and I are very different, but we still make it work because we have two things in common. We study and we party.
That's all. I feel like she's going to mention something about going to the library and going to the club.
Absolutely. Yep. That just keeps us together.
And we also go to the gym, okay?
It's
a little bit, maybe three things.
Keeps us together. But that's just like the beauty, because you learn from other people and just you learn about them, and just hanging out with people that are different from you is better than just hanging out with people that are the same. That's my thoughts.
Absolutely. Trying to think of specific examples that we have of that.
Well, I think of an example as in my friend group from back home, and I also think about our friend group. From back home, I have a friend, one of my best friends. She's very Christian and very conservative in that sense. And I'm like completely the opposite. I'm on the other end. I'm not Christian. I mean, I wouldn't have this podcast and the things we talk about if I was a Christian girl. But we make it work. And it's so interesting because she listens to all my spiritual energies and like that crazy things that I, not crazy for me.
You're not like crazy at all.
Those things that I like and I talk about, and she respects that so much. And I love hearing about her faith and how that helps her, you know. And just, and the same went with our friend group from college. We have our friend Fran. She's also very Christian. And even though I'm not Christian, like, it's just very interesting learning from other people. And just, you know, if we respect each other, that's completely fine. And that's, I don't know, I think that's beautiful.
Absolutely. And I think it is also so awesome to me, thinking about in our friend group, how it's really kind of split down the line of like politics and IR and then science.
Yeah.
Because also all of our science gals here are like huge feminists. So they teach me about feminism and science, which is so exciting to me. And I don't know anything about like biology, well, even chloroplast. Like, I literally don't know anything.
Every time you guys are talking about politics and like whoever, governor, whatever, I'm like, I can talk about the mitochondria if you want. Like, I don't understand what you're saying, but it's okay. I'll hear you.
It's like when we're in the library and you guys were talking in Orgo last year, you were like, if I don't pass this exam, I'm just going to drink like, I don't know what it was.
Like methanol kills you.
And I'm like,
just a little shot of methanol, you know?
I'm like, that's so funny. I have no idea what you're talking about. And you're like, actually, it will kill you. Don't worry. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
Don't you get the joke? Haha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but off Camila's point, like, you should always also try your best to mesh well with people. And, but there's also a fine line, at least I think, between being really friendly and figuring out people that you think you're going to get along with, and also being too pushy and forcing yourself on someone to be their friend. And it's really hard to navigate that, because at first I feel like everyone's very insecure. So they want, trying to think what the word is, like, when you're, cause they say that at least like freshmen, they walk in groups because everyone's not confident enough to be by themselves.
Like, yeah.
So yeah, I just think it's really important to remember that. I'm definitely not one of the people who's very worried about being by myself.
Yeah, I mean, I had lunch every Monday and Wednesday freshman year by myself.
I'm pretty sure I had lunch, like, every, I don't know, meals all the time by myself. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, don't force somebody to be your friend, and don't make people uncomfortable. Make sure that the friendship is always being reciprocated.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also don't make first judgments on people. I think we talked about this in the other episode. Mm-hmm. Don't force yourself on people, but also you shouldn't be mean and to make first judgments. Always try and
I agree.
Be friends with anybody who's friendly to you.
Yeah. I was just thinking how you literally like mesh with people that you go well with. And for me, it's more like when you guys learned my like goofy side, and just like, cause like at the beginning, you're just like trying to be perfect and like just making everyone like you, you know? But like when they see the real you, when you guys see me when I'm sleepy and hungry and cranky, or like when you see me where I'm like, you know, like just being a crackhead at the library, or like in my room, just like singing and dancing by myself. If you live with me and you hear me singing in the shower and like you're okay with it, like, thank you. You're my friend.
Singing, you know what in I mean? The shower. Yeah. I remember when I saw you in your element, like the first time I walked into your room and Jackie wasn't there, and you had like your windows open and you were like, you had your incense or something, and you were listening to your music, and you're like, yeah, I just have to clean out all the bad vibes in this room and get the airflow. Like,
that's me. And like, if you see that and you still want to be my friend, like, thank you.
So funny.
You're a real one.
Myself mostly, I got so lucky with all of the friends that we made. And a good sign that you mesh well with your friend group, at least for me, is I know when you're in a friend group, sometimes you're like, oh, well, I'm closer to this person, or I'm closer to this person. And I think to an extent, yeah, in our friend group, there are people that I'm like closer to, I just spend more time with. But there's no one that I wouldn't want to hang out with, like just the two of us.
Yeah,
you know, and people can be intimidated. It's like, oh, well, this person's my best friend and I don't want to hang out with this person just because I think it might be weird. I'm like, no, I literally feel like I like everyone that we're friends with, and I would go grab a coffee with them hands down any day of the week.
Yeah, I agree. Getting nostalgic.
I'm so excited to see everyone when we go back. It's gonna be the best time. But yeah, something I feel like I keep starting my sentences the same way.
It's okay.
But one thing to know is, I mean, I think this is just so, I remember my mom telling me this and my sister too before school started, that it's also really hard on relationships to live in very close quarters with people, because it's a lot, like, especially if you're very close with that person, and which you most likely will when you're like an upperclassman, because you're going to want to pick people to be friends with that are to be your roommate that you're already very close friends with, because you want to see them all the time. But I think people don't really recognize exactly how difficult that can be if you're like around them 24/7.
Yeah, because like being close to someone doesn't mean that you live together well either. Because, like, you can be, like we said, you can be very close to someone and you're very different. And, like, for example, if I'm, like, a clean freak and I love everything that's, like, very clean and organized, and then, like, one of my best friends is not that way, well, maybe we won't live very well together. And, like, that's okay. Like, that doesn't mean, like, we can't be friends.
Exactly.
It is hard
living
with other people.
Yeah. But one way to like sort of combat that, like you said, don't take it personally, is have open, like growing up and getting older means that you get more mature, and just don't take things so personally. Cause I'm sure, like, if we are about to live together and Camila's going to figure out things that I do in the way that I live, that probably she won't like love, cause it's not the way she does it, but I'm not going to take it personally and be like, oh, Camila hates me because she doesn't like it that the way I don't make my bed, which I do make my bed. I'm trying to think of things that I do. I don't know. I'm definitely not as clean as Camila. Camila's like, okay, I got to clean everything before I go pee in the morning.
Exactly. Just don't take it personally, because like everyone's different, and like just communicate. If you don't like something, just tell the other person, and I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, sorry, like I didn't even realize.
Yeah. And, but to that extent, engage in conversations that are productive, and like in the same length of like, don't take it personally, but be open to have conversations with people, and don't be afraid to bring it up to someone that, hey, I don't like it when you do this. It really makes me not live happily, or it makes me feel like you're bullying me, or makes me blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, it's not nice to hear those things a lot of times if you have like you are like in a disagreement, you're probably both not going to be happy, but it's a part of like growing up and loving people to be able to fix yourself and fix the way you are for somebody that you love. And that doesn't mean like fixing yourself completely, but if there's something that you do that they don't like and it really like inhibits the way they are, then you shouldn't be doing that, because if you love them, then you'll fix it, you know, if it's a small thing.
I absolutely agree.
So yeah, it's definitely a sign of maturity and growth to engage in those conversations and strengthen your relationships by being like, oh, I don't like it when you do this. And I know I've had conversations with that, like that, with some of our own friends, and it's definitely something I'm still learning how to grow from that. But I'm glad that I am growing and that those people push me to be a better person. And it's important to note that, because otherwise I'd just be the same old Catherine forever, and I wouldn't care about people, and that's not who I want to be.
So. Yeah, I agree. With my friend group from back home, we used to do this thing, which now it sounds like a little crazy, but like it was very helpful at that time. But we were like a very close group of friends, and like at least once a year we would just like get together and talk everything that was like bothering from each other so we could like fix it. And like it got bad. Like some of us would like start crying, and like it was not like the best.
I'd probably cry. I think it's so hard for me to not cry in situations like that.
Like if someone tells me like something they don't like about me, I'm like, what? And just start bawling my eyes out. No, but it was like just so, I don't know, refreshing, just like letting everything out and just working from what they tell you and trying to make yourself better. So friendship works.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I also think it's important to recognize when friendships end, because it's not a bad thing to distance yourself from someone that's just not working out. And it's kind of like when you have a partner and you like guys break up, like if it's not working for you too, like you shouldn't force yourself to be together. And I don't believe that like, oh, we've been friends for like 10 years, like how are we going to break the friendship? It's like, well, if it's just not working for us, then why are we like pushing something that's just not good? And then like I've distanced myself from friends from back home. And like now after 2 years, we've kind of like been brought back together, and like the friendship, it's even closer and tighter. So sometimes it's not a bad thing to distance yourself from people. Like, so you can figure out your things and they can figure out their things. And then like maybe after a few weeks, a few months, a few years, you go back to being friends and it's just different and better.
Yeah, 100%. If you're listening to this and you have something you want to tell someone, or something's bothering you about the person that you live with, or, you know, you have a relationship that you feel is very one-sided, definitely do the proper measures to get it resolved. And if the person that you try and talk to gets upset about you being uncomfortable with something they do, then maybe it's a sign that it isn't going to work out, because they need to be mature to recognize their own flaws and fix them to have a healthy relationship.
I agree. Absolutely. So I guess I hope this episode was helpful for anyone. Let us know. Give us a like, subscribe. What else? Comment. 5 stars.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have... I completely forgot about this, so I don't... I wish I would have remembered for this episode, but go leave a story or whatever you want in our forum about... I'm going to give some prompts anyways once we figure out like our episodes. So go leave a like, subscribe, whatever, but go leave a story on our form and we will mention it in the episode.
Yeah, go click that link in our bio and it'll take you to a few links and then just click our forum. We'd like to hear about you and your experiences. It's completely anonymous as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys probably for Thanksgiving break, before Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
Yay, lovely. Break.
Take care. Wear your masks, please. I know it's getting really bad in the US.
I know. Yeah, love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bye.